Previously on Super Idols RPG.
Just to establish for no weird reason at all, but you all do go to this school, right?
It was just, you know, my mom's gonna be away and I have to take care of a bunch of chores in the weekend, so.
Oh, right. You always have like a million and one things to do.
How about we meet at 7:30 a.m. before school starts so that...
I should remind everybody, by the way, it is Friday right now.
Monday. But maybe we can get started on some dance practices sometime this weekend.
So I have like a little keyboard and I will try to think up different tunes and melodies and stuff that I could present to the team.
You write a really great first draft. And with that, we're going to say that the evening ends with everybody feeling excited for the practice on Saturday. Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to Super Idols RPG. As always, I am your GM, Aaron Cerise, and with me today are Dana.
Hello.
T.
Hello.
Drac.
Heya.
Maria.
Howdy.
And Luca.
Salve.
So we are here for the start of a new in-game day. It's your first weekend day of the game. But before we launch straight into that, there's a couple of housekeeping things I want to take care of before we start. So the first one I want to mention is that Valerie got an advancement recently, and I don't think we went over what that was on the recording, so why don't you let us know what advancement you chose.
So that is a move from another playbook, that is the Scion playbook, I believe from the Phoenix Academy expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And the move is called Changed Sides. When you mislead or trick an enemy by pretending to be on their side, roll plus danger. On a hit, they buy your charade for now. On a 7 to 9, choose 1. On a 10 plus, choose 2. And those are choosing from, you avoid having to provide concrete evidence, you create an opportunity, or you expose a weakness or flaw. On a miss, someone else watching comes to the worst possible conclusion and acts on it.
Nice. This could be very good when engaging with rival factions or labels and whatnot.
Yep.
Okay. And the other thing I want to do is something I actually meant to do in the last episode, but forgot. So for Alan / Queen Bee, you are the Janus, and the Janus has a special move about handling their obligations.
Yes.
And that move is, when time passes, roll plus your mundane to see how you're managing your obligations. On a hit, things are going pretty well. You have an opportunity or advantage thanks to one of your obligations. On a 7 to 9, you've lapsed in one obligation, your choice. And on a miss, you haven't given your normal life anywhere near the attention it deserves. The GM chooses two obligations that are going to bite you in the butt. So what I'm going to have you do is roll your plus mundane and see how you're keeping up with things.
Perfect. Okay, I've got an 8.
Nice! So you've really only fallen behind on one obligation. Everything else is kind of going okay for right now. Yeah, you get to pick which obligation you've kind of fallen a bit behind on.
Okay, let's see. I have a job as a delivery person, I have my household chores, and I have the environmental club at school. Probably my household chores are falling behind.
I see. So you might run into a little bit of trouble this morning, actually, because you know you have the meeting coming up in the afternoon, but you've forgotten that your parents asked you to go on a small grocery run this afternoon. If you don't hustle, that might cut into practice time.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. And, I mean...
What do you do about that when you're confronted with this in, say, like, your kitchen, I guess, in the morning?
I could either say I'm gonna do it and then not do it, or I can try and say that I can't spare the time with the practice and the schoolwork, and I think I'm gonna say, like, Mom, I'm sorry, Mom, I can't manage. I'm sorry,
honey,
I can't do it.
We need milk and eggs and whatnot. What do you think we're gonna do for dinner?
I mean, like, can...
I have to go out this afternoon, too. I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, but there's, like, delivery service. I mean, I can pay for it. I can put some money there. I just can.
It's fine. We'll deal with it somehow.
I should be doing this, but I can't do it right now. I'm sorry. I just don't have the time. I can't. Like, if I don't get to school in time, it's gonna be a problem.
It's fine. I should probably clarify. Is this your? Do you have both mom, dad? What's your parental situation?
I think I have both mom and dad, but my dad works full time.
Oh, okay, so your dad might even just like not even be here right now. He's out working.
Yeah, he might
right
be
now.
Doing.
Okay, so your mom is giving you like the exasperated look right now. Like, I can't deal with this right now, but fine. I also don't have time to scold you fully right now.
I'm trying to make her think it's a schoolwork thing and not an idle thing, because, I mean, she knows, but...
Yeah, like, she knows that, like, if it's a school thing, she can't, like, force you to drop that, because that would be bad for you. But she's also, like, not happy that you didn't, like, plan things out better. So you may end up leaving the house in a bit of a mood today. Anyway, with that out of the way, is there anything anybody else wants to do before they head out to the meeting for the afternoon?
Go ahead.
I think all I'd really do is maybe like get all of the paper of the like little bit of music I wrote together frantically as I rush out, very anime style. Probably got like a piece of toast in my mouth.
Running out with the sheet music in your mouth.
Yeah. Got toast in my hand, the sheet music in my mouth. I got mixed up for some reason.
Yeah. It's a great mental picture. Please, someone draw fan art of that.
I think Angie would have been maybe up a bit later, looking up something tube videos. What's the video? Probably looking up dance videos. But I guess what's the streaming service that we're using in this fictional world?
I think he mentioned it last time.
I think YouTube exists, but I think there is also a dedicated idol tube that spun off of it.
Idol tube. Yeah.
Idolgram or something, was it called?
Oh yeah, there's Idolgram too. There's definitely
Idolgram. Yeah. I was looking up choreography videos on idol tube.
Very good.
Very fair.
Yeah, so it's up a bit late, but I'm doing the same thing where I'm rushing through and kind of, you know, eating a toast while getting my shoes on and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you're getting everything together. Of course, Freddy is trying to, like, mess with you as usual. He's managed to load his, like, Nerf gun with chewed gum and is trying to, like, shoot it at your head or something.
I'm gonna storm up to him and I'm gonna try and take the Nerf gun away from him. Because I've had enough of this.
I'm gonna have you directly engage a threat. He's trying to shoot you with a gum gun.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh no.
You got a six.
Oh no.
And you also don't have anyone around to help right now.
No.
So, unfortunately, he's a little too small and quick for you. He dashes kind of around you and manages to get off a good hit, and he gets some good, nice, sticky gum in your hair. He looks so silly.
I'm going to start chasing after him. I've completely stopped worrying
he's just
about
like,
being late.
Laughing like a goblin running around the house.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm also, of course, going to be going, Mom!
Angie and Freddy, for the love of goddamn Christ, stop that right now and let me take my Xanax!
He just got gum in my hair!
Well, get some scissors and deal with it. I don't have time to deal with you two right now.
And she's got like a cold compress on her forehead.
So where is this gum in my hair?
It's probably like, thankfully it might be in like an easy-ish place to get out, like in the like... maybe like the bottom of your ponytail, but it's still like kind of tangly.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to stomp upstairs so that I can cut it out. Probably hasn't been the first occurrence of this happening, but I'm also plotting revenge.
All right. And I'm also going to have you mark angry because you're definitely angry at this point.
Okay.
And you're also going to be late.
Oh no. Okay.
Anybody else want to try anything before they go?
If no one else wants to go first, I have something in mind.
Oh, definitely, go for it.
Anne regularly kind of like gets up early around like 6:30, 7 a.m. And she gets up early to go jogging. Usually like dresses like in a kind of sweatshirt and just regular exercise clothes. She has like her change of clothes still in her like bag that she carries on her back, which is also filled with rocks because it kind of disorients her how easy it is to like run for long times and how like easy it is to just move, like, you know, be able to like pretty much pick up a car and you're not pick up a car, but kind of like hold one up, like kind of it disorients her because it is disorienting to go from one thing to another. So she often, like, when she runs, she kind of like tries to wear, it's like when a jogger wears like weights around her legs, kind of to help like make it feel more natural.
I guess if you've got that strength, use it for sure.
Yeah, it was a really weird day when she just went to the beach and started filling her bag up with rocks. And that's what she's doing. She's just jogging and will like kind of, once it gets the time to arrive at the idle training, the practice session, she will be there.
Cool. And the meeting is not until like 2 p.m, so you've got plenty of time to like do whatever and practice and exercise. You might even be able to like, since it's the weekend, you might even be able to like get to the school grounds early and run around the track if you want for a while.
Oh, that sounds very cool.
Yeah. So you're probably going to be the first one there, I'm going to say. Anybody, I know, and probably then Jaden will get there the earliest as well. He's very efficiently got everything either in hand or in mouth.
Yeah.
Alan might be a bit late. Angie is going to be quite late, unfortunately. And well, how about Valerie? How's Valerie's morning going? Morning and early afternoon?
I think Valerie's morning, it probably mostly involves lying in bed watching anime.
As you do.
As one does. And I guess I still need to talk to Grace, my assistant at Rain Shadow Records, and eventually talk to Mary Rain about basically pulling favors to get us to look at the stage in advance. So I'm not sure if that should be before or after the meeting.
That can be anytime you want. It will work either now or after, whichever you prefer.
All right, then I'll probably call Grace to try to set this up before the meeting and then figure out when I'll have to talk to Mary in the future.
Okay, that sounds good. You give Grace a call and they pick up fairly quickly. Like, hello, this is Grace. Valerie, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. At the club, we were told about the gig that was set up at the Stormlights.
Yes. I do know about that. I'm sorry I didn't get to call you about it sooner. It did come up fairly suddenly, as things with Mary often do. But yes, that is set. You are all booked for a couple weeks from now on the 19th, and let me know if you need help with any of the logistics of that. What do you need? What do you need set up?
Well, we want to be able to, figure out choreography on the stage itself. Is there, I mean, I know it's always busy. Can we get a look at the stage sometime in advance, far enough that we can, out the size and start planning?
Yeah, that certainly would be good. And I wish I could say that I could do that for you. What I can do is, if you do manage to set that up, I can probably talk with the venue and work out the like nitty gritty and stuff, like setting up equipment and scheduling and stuff. But I'm basically a glorified gopher. I don't really have the authority to make those kinds of bookings myself. I think you actually might have to talk to Mary to get that set up.
Okay.
She would have the authority to actually talk to the club and book that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd say that. Well,
yeah, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
All right. Well, I guess can you schedule that or let her know? And I'm sure she'll demand whatever time she wants.
Sure. Well, I'll let her know to expect your call. I can put something temporary on the calendar. Maybe some suggested dates and times. We'll see how it goes with her. Fingers crossed, we know how unpredictable she can be, let's say.
All right, thank you.
I mean, it's a good sign that she set this gig up for you in the first place, I guess, so here's hoping.
Yeah. Yeah, here's hoping that she'll just let me do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I will get on that as quickly as possible, and you let me know when you've been able to speak to Mary, or, well, I guess she'll let me know probably before you can get to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks. I'll get back to you later, then. You have a good day.
You too, Grace.
Thanks. You got this. And you can't see it, but you know that that they're giving you a thumbs up.
Yeah. I kind of reflexively give them a thumbs up as well, even though they can't see me either.
Yeah. All right. So that's taken care of. I don't think that cuts into your time getting to the meeting. Like, you know how to monitor your time fairly well while you're watching anime. That's
mm-hmm. That's right. This is a fantasy scenario playing someone that's not myself who knows how to manage her time while watching anime.
Exactly. I don't have an appropriate watching anime move for you to roll for, so be glad you don't have to roll for that. All right, so you head off to the meeting. And I guess to start, it'll be Anne and Jaden and Valerie all kind of arrive sort of in a similar time frame. And you probably will have to meet out front of the school because none of you have a key to get into the school on the weekend.
I think Jaden runs up out of breath, paper still in hand, probably toe still in hand as well, because he didn't figure out that he has to switch those around for it to work. And he just... out of breath. Okay, I'm not late.
And where are the other two of you at right now?
I've already positioned myself to be leaning casually against the wall.
The perfect lean.
I obviously had to hurry here to arrive slightly early to give the appearance that I don't care at all.
Anne strides up, and as soon as she rises, she just drops her bag. But June always has far too heavy a clunk, like, when it hits the ground, which is, again, the aforementioned stones there. And she just opens it up and pulls out, which is kind of, like, rolled up, is her leather jacket, which Anne is not smart. She doesn't realize that rolling leather is a bad decision. And, it's like a duster length, like, comes down to her legs and just, takes off her sweatshirt and just throws on the leather jacket instead.
Cool, cool.
Hey, Anne.
How are you?
Tired. I ran the whole way.
Anne is, searching her brain for what to say, and just goes, "You should walk next time." And in her mind, she's like, "Nailed it." We were discussing the inspirations for our characters before the show, and I'm beginning to realize Anne is just early redemption arc Zuko.
Yes!
Perfect. Valerie will also walk over and say, we can... Seems like not everyone's here, so you can catch your breath, but I think maybe better to not show up out of breath for practice.
Good point. But I was also because I was really excited because I've got a surprise for everyone. I need everyone else to be here first, but I've got a surprise. And then while he's saying that, he's hiding the piece of paper behind his back, and he just realized that he hasn't hid it, so he's not really much of a surprise yet. So he's just holding it behind his back.
Valerie's eyes dart to where he's obviously holding something behind his back, but doesn't say anything.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to love it, hopefully. I think it was good. It's good. I'm just going to stop talking about it, because I feel like if I keep talking, I'm going to end up giving it away, so...
Oh, okay.
And he just covers his mouth with one of his hand.
He's so cute.
I just want to protect him.
Yeah.
Me, the player, not Valerie.
Yeah. Valerie doesn't care, of course.
No, she doesn't care about anything.
Of course. Okay, so you all stand there and chat for a bit, and it takes a little bit, but eventually you see, Alan, you probably would have transformed on your way, I assume,
right?
Oh, yes,
absolutely. I'm just strutting up fully transformed and say, "Oh, you're here already?"
So before you do that, we're going to go through, the quick version of the transformation move. You don't have to go through the whole, transformation sequence. Although we didn't go through your transformation sequence last time, so if you want to tell us what that sequence looks like, you can.
I think I might pick it for another moment. I have a few ideas, but...
Oh,
if nobody
fine.
Gets to see it, it's not as fun to do it.
Okay. But yes, so you can shift anything up one and down one.
Okay, I think I'm shifting down mundane. and shifting up danger.
Okay.
Mundane one, danger zero. Okay.
Perfect.
So is everybody ready to get down to business?
Wait, no, you didn't do it right. You know what you need to say.
Let's get down to business.
No, it's obviously let's get down to business.
Oh, no.
It's a pun.
No, oh, if I know, upset the recording, I'd leave the chat right now.
Sorry. Continue.
So, everybody ready for some practice?
Yes.
Good. Because if we want this this gig to work, we need to build up some buzz.
That's the noise that Khan makes.
Valerie turns her eyes away and covers her mouth so that people don't see her smirking.
Jaden very openly just laughs. He loves it. That was great. Our character, Drac is like, oh no, a pun. But Jaden, he's all about them. So.
Yes. Karen comes out from behind Queen Bee with finger guns and just says, got him.
Oh, hey, Karen.
Hello. She waves a yellow light stick at Queen Bee.
And just smile a lot.
And I think at this point, finally, Angie can come rolling in.
I am definitely running.
Are you in, like, your good Chanel sports again?
No. Actually, she's just wearing, like just some sports shorts and runners and, like, a tank top with, like, a sweatshirt over it, but the sweatshirt's, like, a zip-up and it's open. It looks very sporty. If it's name brand, you probably wouldn't know, but it kind of looks like she rushed to put everything on to get over here.
And your hair is mysteriously about half an inch shorter than it was the last time you saw her.
Yeah,
and slightly jagged at the ends.
Yeah, if anyone notices, that's also happened. Yeah. But yeah, she's panting.
I think I would like to pierce the mask.
Ooh. On Angie?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to find out why my definite rival for leadership of this group is showing up late and possibly bedraggled.
Alrighty then, go for it. Also, you get a +1 because you have influence over Angie.
Oh, that's right.
I keep forgetting about influence when you all do moves against each other.
That's true. That's good since my mundane is -1.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. So that is a 10.
Ooh.
On a 10 plus, you get to ask 3 questions off of what are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How could I get your character to blank? Or how could I gain influence over you?
I guess these... maybe assess the situation would have been better. Well, that's not really... none of these are really what happened here, or what... Why are you like this?
What are you really planning, or what do you intend to do might be the closest. Or maybe, how could I get your character to explain what happened?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to go with what do you intend to do, and Valerie looks Angie up and down and says, are you okay? Did something happen?
Oh, just a little brother I have to murder. But I'm fine, otherwise. She, like, stands and starts straightening her clothes a little bit, like, she's trying to show that she totally planned this, but it's very obvious that she didn't, and that she's seething. And she's mad, so she wouldn't normally, she doesn't normally talk about her home life at all, or her parents. I'm sure there's enough rumors around school about what happened, because, you know... That's just how school works, but it's probably the first time she's ever mentioned her family, but she's so mad at Freddy that she's looking for accomplices.
I don't really need the other questions. I just wanted to see if I could, you know, confirm or suss out what was going on.
Okay. Alrighty then. We'll leave it at that.
Annoying little brother is enough of an explanation, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all are together. Y'all are up at the front of the school. Not sure exactly what you're going to do since nobody has a key to get into the school.
When we approach the lock, Anders begins slowly raising fist.
maybe we don't do that.
It'd be quick.
Did we forget to tell Mrs. Doyle that we were planning on practicing?
Yes, you did. And yes. Also, I think as I recall from last session, your intent was you wanted to book like the auditorium or something, but you won't be able to until like Tuesday when school is back in. By the way, there's no school on Monday because it is Labor Day in universe. I just realized that. So what you're doing here on Saturday is you still want to practice, but you don't necessarily have access to your regular room to do it in. So you're going to have to figure something out. Either get into the school somehow or find an alternate place to practice.
Okay, so first thing we should do is to check and see if people know how to do their jobs around here and actually locked the doors. Never know. So that's maybe we can just split up and check all the doors and then meet back back at the front. Aaron, where's the front of the school on this map?
It's the bottom end of the map, where the office is. That's kind of where the entrance is to the right of the office, those doors there.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah, I see your little circle there. Yeah, it's right around there. That's where you are right now.
Yeah, perfect. Let's try that first.
Alrighty.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
So everybody's splitting up? Is everybody going individually? Anybody going in, like, pairs, trios?
I mean, I guess we'd kind of technically go in pairs because we can only go around to the left or to the right.
Yeah.
Or to the back.
We just split up in two groups, essentially, because we're just splitting up and going two opposite directions, right? And there is five of us, so...
Well, six of you, including Karen.
Oh, yeah, six of us. So an even split. So I'm just going to start walking and just expect some people to follow me. It's definitely like an angry power rock. Yeah.
Okay. Valerie immediately turns and starts walking the opposite direction.
Choose your alignment.
Yeah. And she's 100% lawful evil.
This is what Civil War should have been.
Okay.
All right, so everybody else, Angie is walking in one direction, let's say to the right. Valerie's walking in the other direction, to the left. Who's going with whom?
Oh, boy. Jaden's too indecisive, so he's going to wait for everyone else to choose and then go on the side where there's the least amount of people. So you're just staring at everyone else like, where are you guys going?
Karen shrugs and just kind of leans against the wall.
Okay, Quinn's going to make a bid for it. Jaden, you're with me. And I just start climbing up the wall to get to the roof access.
Because you can do that, yes. Actually, it's probably a good time to roll Unleash Your Powers, because you can do that fine yourself, but while carrying Jaden,
yes.
I think you need to roll for it.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Nice.
So you are able to, like, Michael Jackson moonwalk your way up the side of the school with Jaden in your arms, and you look fabulous doing it.
James like, what? Okay, I guess it's happening now. Okay. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I feel like Angie looks at this happening, and she just nods approvingly.
So that leaves Anne and Karen in the front of the school. Anne, what are you going to do?
I'm real tempted to break the lock, but I don't know how consequences.
I mean, you can if you want.
Anne is going to follow Valerie.
All right. I guess Karen will follow along with Angie, because she doesn't want Angie to feel lonely.
Aww. Hi, Karen. Do you have a little brother? Just as a theatric question to ask as they're walking away.
She tilts her head. You could say that.
Perfect. I need some ideas.
Oh, what can I help you with? She seems very cordial all of a sudden.
When he does little pranks on you, how do you get revenge?
We don't really have that kind of an adversarial relationship. We just kind of get along, talk it out, you know, civil-like.
Why am I not surprised? Ugh. But Valerie has some ideas. Anyway, let's keep going.
All right, so y'all head around the right-hand side of the school. You're heading towards kind of the track area. Actually, I'm going to say that you see someone you recognize running around the track. It is Emily, the girl who was there on the first day of the Idol Club with you, who was scared and left at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
She's also on the track team, so she's just running. She's just running track on the weekend.
Okay. I'm probably just gonna kind of wave her down, because I know from experience with all my sporty prep friends that you don't just try to distract them and interrupt them like mid-sprint run or whatever, because they might hurt themselves, so she would probably wave.
Oh yeah, and Emily eventually spots you, and her face lights up because she's like happy to see someone she recognizes too, but then she looks like a little guilty because she knows she like just abandoned you a few days back. So she looks unsure about whether she wants to like approach or not, but she does like kind of jog in the spot and give you like a wave.
Yeah. I'm just gonna shout, Emily, do you have a key to the school?
Oh, I'm just here to run today. I think there might be like an access way some way, but I'm not sure where it is.
Oh, okay, thanks. And then I just wave and keep going. I don't really care that she left. It is.
Aww.
If and you're no use to me, you.
She is kind of like nervously watching you as she runs, but she doesn't say anything else.
Yeah, I definitely just, after I've asked the question and got my answer, I just keep going.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to cut back around to the other side of the school where Valerie and Anne are. So you are kind of around the longer west end side of the school that extends further out. So there isn't quite as much to find in the way of, like, interesting scenery, but there are a few more like doors along the side of the building.
Yeah, Valerie feels a little uncomfortable because she was kind of felt like she put her foot in her mouth when talking to Anne the first time. So I'm just feeling embarrassed and just walking right to where I know the next door is to try to jimmy the or to jiggle the handle, see if it's locked.
So you do that, and unfortunately it does seem like the school may not have money, but they are like competently run, so the door is locked.
Anne is currently looking upwards and is like, and then looks down at Valerie and goes, you know, I could probably launch you up there because it seemed to be working well for Jaden and B, so I'm just saying it's an option. This is Anne attempting to form a bond.
I should probably transform before we try anything like that, just in case. I'm not sure I should really do it out here, though. It's, everyone wants to keep, I mean, I guess not everyone keeps, can keep it a secret, but, I mean, I have, in my case, I have, it's fine.
You don't have to be nervous. I'm not smart, but I understand you're like, look, we're cool if that's what you're worried about. Like, believe me, what you did is pretty light on the radar compared to what I've dealt with before, so we're cool.
Okay. Well, sorry for being weird. I'll try to relax.
Sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. If you do want a place where you can transform in a place that maybe you won't be seen, there is like a little alcove, kind of like where like room 346 and 3201 on the map are. There's that little like sort of corner where you might not be as seen.
I do want to say, like, Anne's suggestion was just kind of me making a joke that you don't have to like go along with that. Like, you know, I just, if you want to do it, it's cool, but I just want to say, like, it wasn't me like seriously suggesting that. It was just like Anne just being kind of an awkward person.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, Valerie's still going to go find that alcove to sort of transform in, just if for no other reason than she feels more confident and less awkward that way.
All right, that makes sense. So you're going to do your transformation sequence move. I think we've gone through how it looks a couple times at this point, so we don't have to go through all that again. But you gain access to your powers and you get to shift your labels. Which labels would you like to shift?
I would like to shift my mundane up and my danger down.
Okay.
So
any reason why mundane up? I'm curious.
In this case, I'm actually transforming just because I'm desperately trying to feel, ironically, feel more confident and capable of being in a social situation right now.
That makes sense. All right. Awesome. So you finish your transformation, the last of your ribbons tie into place, and you are ready if you are willing to go along with Anne's plan, the plan of Anne.
No, I'll step back out and say, actually, I have another idea. I haven't really done this very much with my powers, but I can just move things. So, let's see. And I'm going to try to use my telekinesis to push the door open from the other side.
Oh, all right then. Well, this definitely counts as an obstacle, so I'm going to have you roll Freak to unleash your powers.
All right, that's another regular hit.
So you've got a 9, and you have 2 team points. Anne, would you like to help and make that a 10?
Are you okay with that,
yeah.
Diana? Cool. Yeah, I'm down for helping. I kind of imagine if... is it a push or a pull door?
It would be a push from the inside door to open.
Yeah, I imagine, like, as, like, it's kind of opening, like, Anne will kind of, like, try and, like, hold, like, not pull, like, the door out of its hinges, but just pull it forward a bit to help with the opening, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, Valerie's got it by, like, her telekinesis just about, like, almost got the lock, but it's, like, just a little bit jammed and just needs that little bit extra oomph, which Anne can provide.
I think I have an idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How Anne helps, which is that it's like a push bar to open, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the bar glows purple, and as Vivi's Violence Violet holds up her hand to try to, you know, control it, and the bar pushes in, but she can't, like, she's trying to swing the whole door open and can't quite get enough force on the telekinesis to actually move the whole door, and then Anne walks over and just pulls it open, since the awesome. Bar has nice. Been pushed like already.
That. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
Alrighty, so you have successfully opened a door! Yay! You've solved my door puzzle!
We've broken into the school!
And you don't have to worry about alarms in the school, just because I don't want to deal with that. So if there's no alarm, you just get into the school. Alrighty, and before we move on with the two of you, we're going to go back up to the roof with Queen Bee and Jaden. So, Queen Bee, you have successfully moonwalked your way up to the roof with Jaden in tow, literally swept Jaden off his feet, and now you're on the roof. There's not much up here. There is just, like, the structure that houses the door that leads into the building. And, of course, like a fence kind of around the edges of the roof.
Perfect. I try the door, see if it's open.
Actually, it is. This is the one door that's unlocked.
Thank God for smoke breaks.
That's exactly why it's unlocked.
Oh, good thinking, B. But could you give me more of a heads up next time you, like, pick me up and walk up the side of a building? Because that was terrifying.
I'm sorry, honey. I just... could have used a lockpick.
Okay.
And with your powers, you were the best one available. I promise I'll never carry you in my arms without asking you before.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now...
Oh, this is not good for my heart.
Well then, I'll go first then.
Also, I want to acknowledge your use of honey. Thank you.
Yes.
So yeah, right. I follow.
Yes, yeah, so follow you descend the stairs down from the roof into the main sort of atrium area of the school. You're kind of around the main office, so like 100, 101, that kind of area. So you are free to make your way through the building. And I guess that just leaves Angie and Karen out behind the school by the track.
Yeah. I would have said I would have tried to open that door, and if it didn't work, I would just keep moving on.
Yeah, no, the doors in the back aren't really working out. Thankfully, I might just give this one to you. Y'all have the additional magical power of cell phones. So once once the rest of you are inside the school, you might want to text the others and let them know that you can get in, that they'll let you in.
So yeah, I'd text and say, yeah, the roof entrance is open, so you can you climb up the roof.
Yeah, I'll just text back and say that we're waiting by the backtrack entrance.
Yeah, you're kind of near the door, like either by the like the gym or like the change room A, that door leading out.
Yeah. I assume we have like a group chat.
Yeah, you have a a group chat at this point.
On idle cord.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, we just run with it. You gotta run with it at this point.
Oh god, idle cord. I love that.
All right.
Sorry. It's called Disc Idol, and the icon is a CD.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I love that. Yes. Yeah. It's Disc Idol. Yeah.
Or is that the competing service?
Either or.
Yeah. I like Disc Idol.
All right. So you have a group chat on Disc Idol. What is your server name called?
Oh, it's Angie probably set it up, so it's definitely just the Fork McNally Idol Club.
The Fork
server.
McNally. Didn't
have
fix
a team
the spelling
name yet or anything.
Didn't fix the spelling mistake at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're chatting on the Fork McNally Idol Club Disc Idol server. Jaden lets you know that they were able to get in through the roof, and I assume Jaden and Queen Bee are going to head to the back of the school and let Angie and Karen in?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I think Valerie and Anne, are you going to head straight to the room, or are you going to meet up with them at the back?
We can all meet up at the same time.
All right. Just for the sake of expediency, everybody meets up and heads to the room together, and congratulations, you're in your practice room.
Perfect. So, I forgot my clipboard because I was a little distracted today. So I'm just going to put a note in our Disc Idol chat. I was going to say Discord by accident. To remember to schedule Saturdays at 2 p.m. for our practice sessions.
And this is just for using the conference room. You still have to work on getting the auditorium.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all there, and yeah, go at it. Do what thou wilt.
Okay, first, who is going to be playing instruments, and who is going to be singing and dancing, or is everybody doing everything?
I mean, I can play instruments. I'm probably better than I am at singing, but I could, if we need more singers and dancers, I don't mind doing that as well.
I don't dance. Not a chance.
Okay.
But you do rhyme some of the time.
Like when Anne has a plan.
I was actually referencing High School Musical, I Don't Dance.
Yeah, oh. I knew it. I had a feeling.
That went completely over my head.
I was like, is
dang,
it just me?
I do have to watch that as research for this podcast, don't I?
Oh yeah, it just literally is a High School Musical.
Yeah, you can bet on it.
I will say right now, I'm not going to watch Glee at least.
Yeah. Okay, so that leaves me and Queen Bee, I guess, to be support for Vivi. And I look over, like, perplexed because Vivi's in full transformation.
I just nod.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking, we don't have any measurements for the actual venue yet, right? So we're just kind of...
You've looked up those measurements online, but you don't like it without actually being there. It's just like numbers. It's hard to tell like exactly what they are unless you have like a measuring tape or something out.
Yeah, and I forgot all my stuff at home, so all the stuff I wrote down. So I definitely would have done meticulous research on that. So I'll kind of say, well, we'll have our instrument players. Maybe we'll form a V towards the front, with the point being VV facing the stage. And then me and B, and then Jaden and Anne, and then we'll all be spread out enough so we can all be seen. But how did people think of that?
Jaden's nodding, like, very enthusiastically. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I can work with that.
Hopefully, I don't know how much control we'll have over the lighting, but hopefully the lighting will make sure you know we're all lit up and focused on, so we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But yeah, that was my first plan. So...
And then also, like, during this, Karen is kind of, like, moving over to Jaden and kind of, like, peeking around his back where that paper is and, like...
Yeah, he's, like...
Just kind of poking
practically
at it.
Vibrating from how excited he is. And when he sees Karen peeking, trying to take a peek, he just kind of breaks and, like, okay, fine, yes, you can see it. I've got... And he goes, guys, okay... I got really excited yesterday, so I tried to write a song, some music. Actually, I haven't got lyrics yet, but I tried to write some music that has all of the stars encompassed in it. And then he pulls out the sheet music. It's not perfect. I think there's still parts that we can work on together, but here, and he just like holds it out with both hands.
Oh my God, that was so fast. And I take it and look at it and then hand it to Violet.
I should probably also ask who all in the group knows how to read sheet music and who doesn't. Anna's punk, yeah, so Jaden she could or does. Could not take it either way.
I don't think she knows how to read sheet music. It's kind of like an inherent thing with her like powers or something when it comes to the punk rock.
Again, that just makes her more punk rock.
I don't think Angie actually would. I think she would know how, when hearing the songs, how to, like, choreograph them, but I don't think she would actually be skilled in that part.
I think Vivi would have learned while taking actual lessons over the summer.
Mm-hmm. And how about Queen Bee?
I think just the bare minimum of understanding of what of annotation.
Okay. So I will say for the couple of you who do know how to read sheet music, what you see is a very, like, energetic track. Like, you don't know exactly how it's going to sound, obviously, because you don't know what instruments are going to go to it. But it sounds very upbeat, but also, like, there's a power behind it that reflects the sort of gothic rock sensibilities that they want to be present in a show that features Valerie.
So what do you think?
This looks really good. I'm really interested to see how it sounds. I mean, it looks really good from what I can see.
Jaden's just like grinning from ear to ear.
And Karen actually raises a hand and says, I have some software at home. I could make a demo if you need one.
Yes. I wanted to try doing that, but I have no idea how to use any of that stuff.
She nods. Like, she has... probably, like, whatever the equivalent of, like, GarageBand or something is in this world.
Looks like we have a producer.
Yeah, and she gives you, like, a very professional smile, like, yes, of course you do.
I love Karen.
Same.
I just love how there's some hidden talent we exactly need for the show that she didn't say.
It's an anime. This is how it works.
Well, she also seemed to know, like, how to set up, like, the speakers and everything for you last time. So she's maybe a little bit more technically minded than you give her credit for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that would be great, Karen.
Yeah. She takes the sheet from you. Yeah, I can make up some virtual instruments and make something, just a basic mock-up. Should be good.
I'd love that. I can play some of it now just so you guys can get at least what it sounds like on a piano, because I can play that.
Absolutely.
Do we have like a piano or keyboard in this room?
Yeah, let's say you do, because again, the school knows that this was meant to be the Idol Club's room. There's a few things left over from previous years, including like a basic keyboard setup and speakers and amps, maybe even like a couple basic, like, not, maybe not like a full drum set, but like a couple basic like drums sort of things.
Yeah. Ooh, drums and piano.
And of course, there's an acoustic guitar, because any music room needs an acoustic guitar.
I think Jaden would go, he would definitely look back and forth between the drum set and the keyboard, but decides that they'll probably get a better feel for the music from a keyboard than just drums.
Yeah.
And then goes to behind the keyboard, turns it on, and tries to play it from what he remembers, because he went over it quite a bit last night, so I think he remembers at least a decent amount of it.
Alrighty. And is this something where you're trying to get, like, a specific reaction out of people, or are you just trying to, like, just demonstrate for the sake of, like, this is what the song sounds like?
Oh, I think I'd be trying to get a reaction out of people.
Okay. So we can again use the it's time for my solo move, which Ooh. I have rewritten slightly since the last time we used it, so it can be used in just a general context and not just in the context that I had originally meant it for. So for it's time for my solo, whenever you put your heart into a performance or impassioned speech with the intent to evoke a specific reaction in one or more people, roll plus savior. You cannot use this move again until a new scene starts. And on a 10 plus, your audience is completely won over. Even enemies may feel their hearts stir with emotion, if only for a moment. Take plus one forward on your next move and choose an additional effect, which I'll go through if you get a 10 plus. On a 7 to 9, you get a decent reaction. Most of your audience reacts the way you want within reason, but some are still unmoved. If your audience is a single person, they acknowledge your talent but may point out some glaring flaws in your performance. Take plus one forward on your next move and mark a condition that reflects how you feel about your performance's shortcomings. And on a miss, you bomb. Mark two conditions, and your audience may start spreading the word about your screw-up, which I don't think they would in this case, but you may also, just damage
I have a minus
your,
one and save you.
The views of your abilities in the eyes of your clubmates.
Yeah.
And any enemies in your audience are unfazed and continue doing what they were doing before.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So you get to roll. Do you want to transform to do this, or do you want to just do this as Jaden?
Strategically, it'd be smart to transform, but I think it wouldn't really make sense. It wouldn't make sense story-wise, so no.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
I think I would ask you to justify it if you were going to transform.
Yeah. Okay, so Savior, right?
Yes.
Oh boy, he's going to bomb. I got minus one. Okay.
And you also have some conditions as well. Oh, you still got a...
Pretty good.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, damn it, no.
Oh,
you got a two!
No!
Oh, dear.
I bombed. Oh, no.
So you get to mark potential.
Oh, boy.
But you do get to mark two conditions. I'm going to give you the choice of what they are. You could mark afraid, angry, or hopeless. Those are the conditions you don't have marked yet.
Yeah, I think afraid and hopeless.
Oh, no.
I don't know if anyone's agreed.
Jim, you have four conditions marked, you poor boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But,
And I should point out... since if you do want to transform later, you will not be able to until you clear at least one condition.
Oh no. So yeah, I think he's really excited and also very nervous as he's playing.
Yeah.
So he probably forgets some parts, misses some keys. Yeah,
you're unfortunately like so excited and like so like you've got like adrenaline running through your system. You're just like shaking, and it's just like every so now and again, it's like you're not quite hitting the right notes or like going a little too fast, rushing through the song, and it's just not sounding the way it sounds in your head. And you're getting increasingly more like, oh god, oh god, oh god, why?
Yeah, I think I end up just bailing halfway through, like, sorry, guys, I swear it does sound better than that.
And how does everybody else feel about this?
All right. Maybe once we have a demo and I look over at Karen, then we can get
she nods.
A better idea of how it will sound.
Jane just like nods. Looks very dejected, but...
Aww.
And puts a hand on like Jane's shoulder and goes... sure, you're only human. We all make mistakes, believe me, I know that much.
Thanks.
And actually, as you're having this conversation, you hear the door open. And standing in the doorway is Diana and two girls you don't recognize. And that's where we're gonna leave it.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh. What?
I knew it was gonna be Diana!
Oh no. If there's gonna be a fight, I have four conditions.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, here's the plan. You call it to transform, and you let me, the 8-foot stone brick shit house, just beat the hell out of them. That's the plan.
Alrighty, well, thank you all so much again for that session. It went a little short, but I think it was a really good place to end it, and I'm looking forward to seeing how y'all handle next time. Plans for next time.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, no.
Thank you so much for listening to Super Idols RPG. Our cast for today was Dana Lexa as Valerie Pierce, Tiowind as Evangeline Blake, Maria Fanning as Anne DeVille, Draconix as Jaden Lott, Luca as Queen Bee, and Aaron Cerise as the GM. Special thanks go to today's featured VIP patrons, Blake1995, Icicle Prism, Noreen, and Rain Crystal. This campaign is played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games, with custom moves by Aaron Cerise and Zach P. Our opening theme is Le Chevalier Noir Instrumental by Cyborg Jeff and is used under license from Jamendo Music. Our ending theme is Born to Drive Me Crazy Instrumental by Lance Conrad and is under license from Storyblocks.com. Music for Jaden's song was composed and performed by Street Sorcery. You can find his music on Bandcamp at streetsorcery.bandcamp.com. Other incidental music and sound effects for this episode are licensed from storyblocks.com and freesound.org. If you liked this episode, please consider liking and commenting on the YouTube upload, or leaving us a review on your podcasting platform of choice. Stick around for a teaser for Transplanar RPG, an all-trans, anti-colonialist homebrew campaign that streams live on Twitch. Thank you again for listening, stay well, and goodbye until next time!
Blessed be the dull, for they have no mind to doubt. Blessed be the cruel, for they have no heart to vow. Blessed be the weak, for they have no teeth to gouge. Blessed be the empty, for we have no soul to shroud. When a paroxysm of magical disasters disappears the stars and vanishes the gods, four strangers must overcome their differences and their traumas to save the world and themselves. Hi, my name is Connie, and I am the GM and executive producer behind Transplanar RPG, an all-trans, POC-led, 100% homebrew actual play campaign set in the non-colonial, anti-orientalist world of Endake. New episodes stream every other Saturday at 3 p.m. Central on Twitch at Transplanar RPG. Past VODs are available on YouTube at Transplanar RPG, as is a written, succinct, yet detailed recap document. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at, you guessed it, Transplanar RPG. Thank you.